WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The 70s TV cop show Starsky and Hutch has acquired a certain camp following for its outlandish fashions and tough guy hipster lingo. A new movie starring Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson set in the 70s refashions the old TV series into an outright comedy. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson, the now ubiquitous stars of Starsky and Hutch, have a good shtick going. Stiller is the nebbish. He's wiry, he's righteous, and he's quick to perceive injury. Wilson, on the other hand, is the rangy, golden-haired surfer dude. He's sleazy and opportunistic, but he's so lazily good-natured that you can't really resent him. And anyone whose nose goes in that many different directions must have a sense of humor about his good looks. So here's the core of their act. The tall blonde wasp pretends to soothe and placate the little Jewish guy while he actually makes him madder and drives him to ever more ridiculous lengths to assert his potency. It's while Stiller is in one of these impotent rages that Wilson establishes a rapport with his audience. He gives a little shrug that says, "What can you do with this guy?" And in that instant, he could seduce anyone. The idea to cast Stiller and Wilson in a big screen adaptation of Starsky and Hutch might be the funniest thing about Starsky and Hutch. And whatever works in the movie is right there in the coming attraction. The stars, the scary 70s perms, the high heels, the wide-lapelled leisure suits, the preening cop show poses, the wacka-wacka music. It's the TV series merged with the Mad Magazine parody of the TV series. Actually, it has little to do with the series, in which Hutch, played by David Soul, did things by the book, and Starsky, played by Paul Michael Glazer, was the wise-ass rule-breaker. In the film, directed by Todd Phillips, Stiller's Starsky is the uptight one, while Wilson's Hutch is the guy with no principles, to the point where he's been robbing Chinese laundries to pay his debts. Here's the pair's first scene, after they're brought together by their captain, played by blaxploitation stalwart Fred the Hammer Williamson.
I believe you two know each other?
Yeah, a little bit.
How you doing?
All right. Hutch, you've got a lot of explaining to do.
I know, I understand. Look, I was trying to infiltrate one of the East Side gangs and work my way up to the big fish. It's pretty simple.
You were robbing a bookie.
That's right.
You've robbed 7 bookies over the past 6 months. You haven't filed a report. Turned in any money? Well, you haven't even arrested anybody.
How can I arrest them? They'll know I'm a cop.
Oh, I wouldn't worry. I don't think you're in any danger of being mistaken for a real cop.
Oh, really? Hey, why don't you do me a favor and go get yourself another perm and let the grown-ups talk?
For your information, my hair is naturally curly.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
That's a perm job all the way.
Touch it.
Hey, why are you touching him?
You can hear in that scene how the Stiller and Wilson act works. They begin with macho taunts, then slip into childish name-calling, and then infantile touching. And that's the whole movie, an action stance followed by something that deflates it, so that these tough guys look like third-grade wussies. Unfortunately, Starsky and Hutch tries to be a semi-straight cop movie, too, with shootouts and chases and people getting shot at point-blank range by the drug kingpin, played by Vince Vaughn. And so the elements cancel one another out. There are no comic highs, as in a Mike Myers parody, but no action highs either. There's no romance, just a jokey flirtation with a pair of accommodating cheerleaders, played by Carmen Electra and Amy Smart. And apart from some zoom lenses, director Phillips doesn't even do much to parody 70s filmmaking styles. The target audience isn't the people who lived through that twisted decade, but the people whose idea of nostalgia is the first season of that 70s show. Phillips' timing is limp, and even the good scenes don't have payoffs. I laughed more thinking back over the gags than I did as I watched. A cameo by Will Ferrell, who along with Jack Black provided the most memorable moments in this year's Oscar ceremonies, is one queer-bashing joke played over and over. Only Snoop Dogg, as the ghetto snitch Huggy Bear, burns through the movie's bland corporate tone. The 6'3" hip-hop DJ plays it hard-edged and slightly threatening, as if he doesn't care what people did in the 70s, he's not going to emasculate himself like Ben Stiller. And so he's twice as funny. The original Starsky and Hutch wasn't a great show, but it had a great dynamic. Starsky came out of the tradition of Lenny Bruce, and Elliot Gould. He used his smarts and his chutzpah to say and do things that the straights couldn't, and he was a natural ally for Huggy Bear. After all, blacks and Jews had come through the civil rights movement together. A quarter century later, Starsky has become an anal-retentive neoconservative who can't even begin to get on a hip-hopper's wavelength. Forget Mel Gibson. Starsky and Hutch is the year's biggest bummer for the Jews.
David Edelstein is film critic for Fresh Air and the online magazine Slate.